It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Sirius XM Channel 159. Let's do this thing. It's the Twisted Tuesday. Thanks to Steve Merrill for kicking with us. We got Andrew McCannis stepping up, and then we'll talk some hockey with McCannis, Rick Saratella, NFL draft, news about the combine. I talked about it earlier. Like, they were talking about a little mini protest and stuff like that, but it really wasn't like, hey, I'm a jackass and I don't want to wear a mask type of thing. And it had nothing to do with vaccinations or anything like that, right? Like, the NFL rookies aren't going to Ottawa to stand with the idiots outside anytime soon. So it wasn't about that. It was about the protocols, basically. And I understand the players actually on this, and the NFL sort of loosened up. Everybody, they sat down and were like, all right, let's just figure this out, right? And it was basically the NFL told all these rookies going to the combine that they're going to be in a bubble, right? That basically you show up here and you're not leaving and you're not coming, you know what I mean? It's like basically you're going to come into a bubble at the combine. So the media sort of spun it like, oh, the mandates. Ah, even the players don't want the mandates. And had nothing to do with anything of that. It had to do with who they could bring with them. This is the biggest day of their lives, these guys, right? The combine. And, you know, historically, guys come, man, with their agents, their trainers, their massage therapists, you know what I mean? Whatever. They got a trainer that they train with, you know, hey, you know what I mean? Like, normally you're allowed to have 2-3 people with you, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, normally there's, you know, you have a little group. You've got your agent, you know, because you're new to the NFL, and you know what I mean? So you got someone with you, your agent's there, and then you got your, you know, your personal trainer is there with you, whoever motivates you, whatever. You know what I mean? You got a little team with you. And that was the whole thing, right? There was no team. There was no, you know what I mean? They told the players, no, there's nobody. You're on your own. I sort of get it, too, in a way. If you're the NFL, listen, kid, you're going to be on your own in the NFL as well. It was kind of much ado about nothing, but everybody chilled out. But we'll get into it with Saratella a little bit about the combine moving forward, how it's become such a big thing. Now you can actually bet. I'm waiting for lines for the combine. There's going to be lines. You know, will somebody break 4-2? Will somebody do this? Will somebody bench press that? You can bet on everything. All right, we absolutely smoked it tonight, and we ended. We told you, if you tuned into the first hour of the program, we gave you the Ducks when the game was 3-3. Stolarz was unbelievable between the pipes. One big save after another. The Ducks were in the box more often than not, it seemed, in the third period. And Stolarz stepped up big time. Great, great goaltending they got tonight, the Ducks. And then, like I said, the game goes to a shootout, through overtime into the shootout. Zegras buries the first one and really sets the tone, right? You know, when the first guy scores, you know what I mean, really, really sets the tone. And then Stolarz stepped up big, and then the Ducks scored again. They ended up scoring twice in the shootout. And we cashed the ticket there, and we just cashed the ticket with UNLV. Go fight, win. We're smoking like Snoop Dogg. Let's do this thing. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking this to Twisted Tuesday. The mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. What's up, SoCal? SiriusXM Channel 159 Sports Grid Radio Networks. Craziness tonight in the Mountain West. San Diego State, Heartbreak City. They take a lead late with less than 30 seconds remaining. They take a lead late. They have the game, and then they miss a couple of free throws. Matt Bradley misses a couple of free throws late. They could have buried the game, and then they ended up losing on a couple of free throws. But I know this isn't any consolation to any, you know, if you're a diehard fan, but for those of us that bet on them, they did cover, right? So San Diego State were getting like two and a half, and they ended up losing by 158-57. Final score tonight at Boise. San Diego State's next game is Friday at home against San Jose State. Heartbreaker tonight. I tell you what, too, San Diego State are on the bubble right now. This would have kind of cemented it. I think they're going to get in anyways. You know, like the Boise State are good, right? Yeah, 13-2 in conference play, 22-4 now, first place overall in the conference. This would have been a nice win. There were four lead changes in the final minute and 4 seconds of this basketball game, and SDSU did everything right. Like, they had a great play called out of the timeout. They took the lead. They got a defensive stop. All they had to do was hit a couple of free throws, and the game was theirs. They don't. They pay the price. You got to hit your free throws, man. And you know what? If you don't hit your free throws in conference play, you ain't going to hit these free throws in an NCAA tournament, kid, under pressure, are you? Free throws, free throws, free throws, man. They don't call them free for nothing. You got to hit them. Simple as that. Speaking of got to hit him, we told you on Game Time Decisions tonight in the 6 o'clock Eastern hour, and we told you live on the show tonight when Nevada were up by a point. Get in on the UNLV Running Rebels, one of the hotter teams right now in the Mountain West and, you know, in the country, actually. UNLV, it's been a while since UNLV have actually sort of meant anything. And I'm not saying they're about to do anything now, but they are winning bets for people. 62-54, final score. UNLV, go fight, win. Ducks get it done in a shootout. Stolarz was a star. Andrew McKinnis steps up in it. We talk pucks and more. NFL draft. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Level 2. All right. We slaughtered the card tonight, but what's done is done. Let me hit refresh. Let's hit refresh and see where we're at. Ooh, wow. All right. Not bad. Not bad. I'll take it. Moving forward. It was a nice way to end with the Ducks cashing in game and then hitting UNLV on the way out as well tonight. You know, we were talking about the luck index. You got to be lucky. Like, you know what I mean? Like, look at San Diego State tonight. They ended up losing a game, but they covered a point spread. We got a push with Villanova earlier tonight, right? Like, they end up losing. But, you know what I mean? It's one of those type of deals. But we got a lot of good picks. The NHL tonight, 4-0 in the National Hockey League. And And Stolarz was between the pipes tonight. And I see this all the time. I hear it every night. There was a lot of our guests and people. And I always get like, I roll, you know, just one of those. Well, the backup goalie's playing tonight. So I don't know. So what do you think? The backup goalie is what? An incompetent moron? Like, he's a backup in the National Hockey League for a reason. Right? And I'd like to do this. I'm going to get our crack. I'm going to get our crack research team on this, i.e. me, tonight, I guess. Unless anyone wants to do it generously right now, listening quickly, if you're a genius. Maybe McKinnis knows. I was going to say, if you're a genius, McKinnis is a genius, right? Maybe he knows. But I'd like to see, I want to see the records of backup goalies in the National Hockey League. I want to see the records of backup goalies in the NHL. And I think it would surprise you about how many times they win. And I don't know what it is, but there's something about, number one, the backup goalie Only gets to play every, you know, four games or whatever it is. If he's lucky, you know, depending on, you know what I mean? He's going to play 20 games in a year or whatever. So, backup goalie, doesn't get to play very much. So, he's, you know, when he plays, he understands, sort of like a preseason quarterback. You know, backup in the NFL. I got to play well in the preseason. I play well in the preseason. It gets me a couple of years of another contract because it's the only time people are going to see me. So, same thing. The goalies are focused. They're ready to play when they get their call. Right, look at a guy in the Canadians the other night. Hadn't got a win since 2016. I saw him after the game. He was like basically crying. He was so happy. So these backup goalies, they're ready to go. It's their shot. Hell, even a Zamboni guy won. You know what I'm saying? So backup goalies get their shot. And there's something to it about NHL teams and hockey in general. Not just NHL teams, hockey. Teams seem to play better with their backup goalie. Right? They know. It's like, man, if you're the Ducks and you got John Gibson, you know. It's like, all right, I can pinch. I can take this chance right now. You know, I got Carey Price behind me. I can take a chance because Carey's going to save me. It's sort of like football. I got a great defensive back here. We can blitz. We're going to take a chance. Right? We got a guy that's going to save us on this. Right? When it's a backup goalie, guys will think, you know what? I better play it safe and just get the puck out of the zone here. You know what I mean? I better just dump it in here. I better not get crazy. We don't have our, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it is psychologically, mentally, whatever it is. Let's bring in McInnes right now, who bets a lot of hockey. There's a damn truth to it, McInnes, in my opinion. I don't know what it is, though. I can't quantify it, why teams sort of play that, hey, listen, a backup goalie's playing, let's play better for him thing. But it happens all the time.
I can definitely agree with you that teams rally around goaltenders. You know, with Andrew Hammond the other night, like you said, not playing a game in over 1,000 days in the NHL. Teams are aware of that. Leaders in the team are aware of that. Coaches are aware of that when they're making their, you know, their strategies, the way they're going to play the game, how loose they're going to play, how tight they're going to play in the neutral
zone. And he was kind of an exception, though, too, because, yeah, he's sort of like one of these Rudy stories, the guy hadn't played forever. And, you know what I mean?
To your point, Gabe, these
backup goalies are ready to go. They're ready to go.
Yes. You hear everybody saying, oh, we got a backup in net tomorrow. We're going to, you know, fade them. We're going to take them. These guys are in the NHL for a reason. Stolarz is a great goaltender. You know, there's all kinds of great backups.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, though, Gabe.
Just because you're on the same team, you're a backup. Yeah, you're on the same team with John Gibson. Like, Ken Dryden would be a backup now to this guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? What do you want? Like, John Gibson's one of the top, like, five goalies in the world. So, yeah, you're the backup. It doesn't mean you suck. Like you said, it doesn't mean you suck because you're the backup to this guy.
Do you agree it's changed, though, Gabe? You know, I remember growing up for me, like, there definitely used to be a lot more of a difference from the starter to the backup.
Yes,
now, like,
I will.
Many
I will.
Teams have the 1A, 1B type of thing.
You know what it is? I think it's the equipment. I think it's harder to score in the NHL just in general, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying anyone can do it, but like the Zamboni guy won the game, right? And what did the Panthers do? What did the Hurricanes do then? Carolina, I was thinking the Panthers. What did the Hurricanes do in that instance? They were blocking all kinds of shots, bro, in that game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were like, man, we've got a Zamboni driver in as our goalie. This is a real game. This game counts for points. Make sure not to do anything stupid and put the goalie in a bad situation. Right? It's one of those type of deals. Don't put him in a bad spot. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm telling you, it adds up. But, you know, that the Zamboni guy and the Hammond guy, that's, you know, a little bit different, but you know, we see the same thing, McInnes. Unfortunately, there's no baseball right now, but same damn thing in baseball, bro. People all the time, oh, this kid, it's his first start. He's getting called up from Double-A. He's never pitched before in the big leagues. He's going to get killed. No, he won't. And in fact, he's going to throw like five innings of shutout baseball jackasses because even though these guys are great hitters and Hall of Famers and pros, they never seen this kid before. There's no tape. They don't know anything. All they see is some kid, and these kids aren't nervous anymore. So the kid comes up and just gives his best stuff for three or four innings, and they get him out of the game, and he doesn't get lit up. And then he'll get lit up, McInnes, like two or three starts later, right?
Yes, I agree.
As soon as there's a little bit of tape and film, people will be like, all right, yeah, that's what that kid is doing. I'm going to kill him next time. And then the kid gets lit up. And then you find out if the kid is for real or not, whether the kid could adjust, McInnes. That's the way it works.
Absolutely. And you hit it right on the head because it's that second or third start and the importance of film, and especially now with the technology and just the ability.
Same thing with a goalie, McInnes. They'll know. They'll know right away. Exactly, bro. Right now, yeah, you know what? Top right shoulder, top left shoulder, top stick side, the low stick side. Dude, it'll take them like a week to figure out it. Like two, three games. And between the eye scouts of the scout guys and between their analytics and their computer programs, they'll have a computer printout. This is where you shoot on this guy.
Well, Gabe, you know, I saw you tweeting earlier in the week, you know, about the All-Star games, which ones really matter, which ones are entertaining and all that kind of stuff. But one thing that was always fun for me personally with the NHL All-Star games, they would mic up the goaltenders. And I'll never forget Carey Price was mic'd up for one of the All-Star games. And knew in his head, you know, they were asking him, all right, Carey, what's this guy going to do? He's probably going to fake left, go here, go low blocker. They have a report. You know, like even the goalies, they know these players.
Oh, yeah, they
the
scout.
Players don't know the goalie. So it's kind of, it was very interesting to get him inside the brain of, I know it was only kind of a, you know, an All-Star game and wasn't like that serious, but I found that very cool to kind of listen to Price break down what he thought a player was going to do.
That's amazing, though. Price is one of the best ever, though, right? So he'd be the type of guy that would know. You know what I mean? Yeah, this guy is going to do this, and this guy does that. And that comes down to scouting, man, right? The same as a pitcher. Man, you got to throw the ball here. You got to throw the ball there. Everything is so analytical now, but I think the pads do come into play. I think also it's much harder to get a shot through, McKinnon. It's like even like the pads for the players, everyone's bigger now, right? Like, everyone, like that's the one thing about the NHL. Like, I always talk, like, there's always a debate and the argument about, like, new versus old school. You know what I mean, McKinnon? Oh, Jordan would kill LeBron, and the Bulls would smoke the, you know what I mean, that debate and all that. NHL, bro, there's no debate, McKinnon. There's no debating it. And it's painful for me to say this, but they've told me this themselves. Like, today's modern teams would murder a team from the 80s, McKinnon. it would be a smoke show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Like, we'll hit this on the other side. Mike Bossy told me. He goes, we'd get killed.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This lady says I'm an artist.
You? An artist?
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
You think you know what you're doing? The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. People asking if I'm a UNLV fan. I'm not a fan. They're part of the friends list. I'm a Michigan fan. I lived in Vegas. I went to a bunch of UNLV games. I had Tarkanian on the show. I had, like, Larry Johnson. I did a show on Fox Sports Radio in Las Vegas with Jorge Gonzalez. That was an adventure, man. Let me tell you. But, man, I was on in every station in Vegas. Like, if you guys in Vegas start naming stations, I'll be like, yeah, I was on that station. What was the other one? 710 or something? What was the other one? What was the one? It was near the newspaper. It was near the Thomas and Mack Center. It was across the street from the Thomas and Mack Center, the studio. It's like the old classic station. We're on in Vegas now, aren't we? I think we are. I don't know. We got a lot of affiliates, man. Nobody there. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, yeah, I support UNLV. But, you know, they're kind of, you know, they're this. I was there when in the Jimmer Fredette days with BYU and like the big rivalry, and the games were packed and crazy in those days still. And then, of course, here you had the old days, the classic early days. All right, so yeah, McKinnon's kicking it with us right now. So, yeah, I just brought up McKinnon. Like, yeah, we can debate in different sports like that. All right, oh, this area would beat that area and stuff. But hockey, there's no debate. And it's just the speed, man, the training, the speed. Like, look how big, man, everybody is in the NHL now. It wasn't like that before. Guy Lafleur is my favorite hockey player of all time, bro. How big is Guy Lafleur? Like 5'11", like 180, 170? I'm going to look up. Like, what is Guy Lafleur? How big is Guy Lafleur? Like, dude, Wayne Gretzky would get murdered in today's NHL. He would get hurt. Like, bro, he weighed like 162 pounds or something.
I think back in the day, there was more of a, you're the goal scorer, you don't have to be big, and you're
you won't get
fighter,
hit.
You're big. And yes. Nowadays, it's because fighting's been sort of removed, but not completely, it's kind of like
everybody it's been completely has to removed.
Everybody has to be, you know, built because nobody's untouchable, but nobody's really a fighter.
That's a great point. And you know what? It's almost more, it's a better system that they had in the old days, to be honest, isn't it? Where, because that way you got the skill of the game still. You know what I mean? And even Guy Lafleur, no one messed with Guy Lafleur. Even the other teams, like, you know, the Bruins hated the Canadians. They wouldn't mess with him. It was basically like, listen, you don't mess with the scorer guys. They're going to do their thing. If you want to fight, you fight the other fighter guys, right? And you know, and because I was thinking about it now, even now, and I got NHL highlights on in front of me right now. And I think that the game is too fast now, McInnes. There's not enough art to it. You know what I'm saying? It's so just, you know, work hard and the puck bounces and you smash it in the net. There's not a lot of the, remember, like, look at the highlights, bro. I'm older than you are, but, like, I don't know. Look at some old highlights of Guy Lafleur. Look at the old highlights of the Oilers and stuff. Like, remember, McInnes, I don't know if you know the goal from 1987. The Team Canada against Russia in Hamilton. Yeah, you had Howardchuk, Gretzky, and Lemieux, like, going up the ice. Like, that doesn't happen now. Like, you're not going to get, like, I'm going to pass it to you, you're passing it back to me and this guy, and we're going to head fake here. Like, now it's basically dump it in the corner, bang, 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 and just hope it goes in the net. Right? And that's the whole, because everybody's fast, everybody's equally skilled. And, like, that's a problem. Like, there's basically, like, four lines of clones. Right, you've got a couple of superstars in the league, but essentially everybody's the same. Everybody can skate. Everybody can score 20 goals if they had the opportunity to, but they're on the fourth line. Like, everybody, and the thing is, NHL, it's like counterproductive, McInnes, of how they teach, like, the game. It takes away the skill of everybody, like, to dump it in. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, let's just dump it in and dump it in and dump it in. So, like, if you're a hockey player, you're not even thinking about scoring. All you're thinking about is not screwing up and dumping it in. It's like, well, I didn't screw up, and I just dumped it in. That's not really what hockey's supposed to be.
What you're saying is exactly what I actually just listened to yesterday. I was listening to a podcast, and it was a player from North America that went over to Europe to play their style of
hockey. Thank you, Lisa. It was a player that was saying what I was saying. You see, I know what I'm talking about.
and the coach, actually, that was coaching in Europe, Gabe, was North American, though. And he was, you know, talking about these systems and exactly what you're talking about. You know, they had so many plays. It was like an NFL coach. Like, it was like, if you win the faceoff, you're going to go D to D. You're going to go to the line. You're going to dump it in. This guy's going to go to. It was way too systematic. And he snapped at his coach. He was talking on the podcast about how one day he got brought into the coach's offense. He's like, you're ruining my career. He's like, you got to get the hands of the puck in the hands of the foreigners that know how to handle the puck. He says this whole system stuff of dumping the puck here and this guy goes to get it. He's like, that's not hockey. And so,
exactly.
I unfortunately, Gabe, sometimes the highlights and certain moments you bring up, I know I'm a little bit younger and I might not be able to remember a lot of the stuff. But what I do know is that hockey used to be more carrying the puck in. And I have seen those highlights. And it is disappointing because it is more, you know, this guy's going to go here in the second. You know, you see it a lot of times in the playoffs. But that really was interesting because you said, I'm not just saying this either. You said pretty much what this player was talking about, how he snapped. Like, he snapped at his coach. He's like, I didn't come over here to Europe to play in whatever system you're trying to make us do. Like, I came here to score goals and have the puck on my stick.
Yeah, you know, and I get it. Coaches, that's the thing, though. Coaches are trying not to get fired. And if I was, like I said, I've said it before and I'll say it again, if I was an NHL team, I would hire a European guy, right? I really would. But the league's all Euro now anyway, so I'd basically hire a Euro guy and I'd have a completely different style, bro. Everybody in the NHL plays the same damn system, right? Like, everybody does. They all play the same system. You come at them with something new, it'll throw them off. Tampa Bay are kind of different. Like, Tampa are the one team. There's a few teams like Tampa play just such great hockey they have a system, but they're free flowing. They get the puck to their guys. Everybody has a green light to score. Like they John Cooper's an amazing coach, right? He understands. Like Cooper gets it as far as playing hockey is concerned. I swear to God, though, you know what's ironic, though? You know who invented the trap, right? Like Peter Forsberg's father. It was it's ironic that it was actually the Euros that slowed everything down. It was actually Peter Forsberg's father is a coach in Sweden, national coach. And the whole thing is because people think the big ice will help. And it won't help. It's the system. It's not the ice. You have bigger ice, it'll be even more boring because guys will know how to just dump the puck into sort of dead zones and stuff. And that's what they figure out. Like if you notice like in the Olympics, it's not higher scoring or anything. Like, even with the pros there, because it's further to the corner. It's easier for the defenseman to actually defend, believe it or not. You know what I mean? You figure, it'll be more room for the forward. No, it's more room for the defenseman to box them further from the net, right? It's actually, if you're in a shorter space, it leads to more chaos. But that's the whole thing. I find the NHL is just to be too chaotic. But Forsberg's father, it was called the torpedo system. And it was basically send one guy up and build the wall at center ice, essentially. I don't know, it was the torpedo. So I guess the forechecker was the torpedo. You send one guy in, McInnes, and you basically build a wall. You know what I mean? You're two guys at center ice and another two defensemen. And Jacques Lemaire, former Montreal Canadiens great, was coaching in Switzerland. And he caught on to this in Europe because he was like, I got to slow these teams down. And he knew about this torpedo system. And freaking Jacques Lemaire then came back to North America. Brought it to the Devils. And the rest is history. The Devils won a bunch of cups with it and stuff, right? And now everybody does it. It's like,
and for people listening out there, search it up. It's actually kind of funny to look at because they just blocked the neutral zone completely.
What, the torpedo system?
Yes, New Jersey Devils, what they were like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they just clog everything. It's like, we're going to try to score. Just put a wall up. It was like,
fans were booing. Fans, of the opposition didn't like
it. Yeah, but they won, though, right? It was working because it was like, yeah, but it killed the game. Like, there's always like, look at the basketball with threes now. It's sort of, the sport will change, but it's not bad. And hockey's all right. You know what I mean? Hockey, I'm not bitching about this state of hockey, really. I do believe, though, that it's too random and chaotic. Because, like I said, everybody, it's a great point that you raise. In the old system, at least there was a structure. All right, hey, the first two lines, these guys are going to score, and they're going to do their thing. And no, if you smash them, you're going to get beat up. Now, there's no fear of getting beat up. So, and there's no fear of getting smashed, because you're not going to get smashed. Right? No one, you're not going to get beat up in the NHL now. And whatever, you can slash someone, they're going to slash you back and stuff. If you're a fighter, you're going to get into a fight, and they're going to break it up after a punch or two. Like, it's not the same. Like, in the old days, it really was. Listen, you can touch Gretzky if you want to smoke him, but we're going to knock your teeth out if you do. Like, it was one of those deals. And guys are like, you know what? I don't want to get my teeth knocked out tonight, so I'm not going to touch Wayne. And Wayne got away with it, But this all started with the goalies. But it's the stupid equipment, man. These goalies, that equipment is so massive. And the goalies are way bigger now, too. Like, all the goalies are like 6'2 in real life. And then you put them on skates. And then you put them on, you put the gear on them now. And the massive pads and stuff. And it's hard to score on them.
Well, you talk about kind of the goaltenders and the backup goaltenders being something that you think that people kind of overrate. I still will sit here and say that people overrate the back-to-backs a lot more. I'd much rather a team than a team that hasn't played in 10 days. Those teams don't look good.
Yeah, I don't know. In hockey, some of them have off the COVID breaks, it seems. But I will agree with you in that. In the NBA, especially, McInnes, people like really get panicked about back-to-back in the NBA. There's a lot of teams that are great back-to-back in the NBA. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it. Mo, $23 on New York.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Portridge. I am Morency. Kicking it with Andrew McKinnis. He's talking about, he just talked about back-to-backs, and it's interesting to note, NBA is off, guys, until Thursday, but NBA back-to-backs, the Toronto Raptors, 9-2 against the spread back-to-back this year. 9-2 ATS. Indiana Pacers, 7-3. And you figure, oh, the Pacers suck, and they're going to be terrible in a back-to-back, right? 7-3 ATS back-to-back. Memphis are 7-4. The New York Knicks are 5-3. The old man Lakers somehow are 5-3 on back-to-back. San Antonio are 7-5 ATS. Chicago 7-5-1. Washington are 4-3-1. Oklahoma City are 5-4 against the spread on back-to-backs. And then there's a drop-off. Everybody's basically 500 after that. You know who's bad in back-to-backs? Brooklyn. Brooklyn are 1-8-1 against the spread in back-to-backs. Houston are 1-7-1 in back-to-backs, although Houston are basically 1-7-1 in every situation. Charlotte are 3-8 in back-to-backs. Milwaukee, 3-8. Milwaukee, there's something to it, actually, because Giannis doesn't often play in a back-to-back. So that's something, you know what I mean? There's always sort of a caveat here and there. But McKinnis, let's get into the pucks right now. Let's talk some hockey. And we've been talking hockey. It's been like Coach's Corner here, but let's give people some winners right now. Let's get into FanDuel's got an odds boost up. Pittsburgh Penguins and New York Rangers to finish first in the Metropolitan Division. Was plus 270, now plus 400. All right, that's interesting, but I want the games. I don't need an odds boost right now. So let's get into overnight action. I don't know why the hell the Montreal Canadiens keep winning, McKinnis. I don't like it. They should stop it. It's annoying. They're going to blow the top pick in the draft, but they've won three games in a row. They didn't win two games in a row all year until this weekend. Seriously, like, you know how hard that is? They never won two back-to-back games until this past weekend, and now they've won three in a row under Martin St. Louis. Maybe they've got themselves a coach, but whatever, coach, stop winning. You've got to get the top pick in the draft, and they're probably going to win again tomorrow against the Buffalo Sabres.
It's one of those things, Gabe, I told you before, I didn't want to cheer for the team to lose, but it wasn't really something I had to do because they were just losing anyway, whether I was cheering for them
exactly.
Or not. Now that they're winning, it's like, God, I kind of want that pick, though, you know?
Exactly.
You hate to think like that, but it kind of is what it is.
No. You don't think like that.
But the schedule makers aren't doing us any justice, handing us Buffalo tomorrow after, you know, Buffalo beat the Canadiens 5-3 just last week. And
hey, I would tell Marty, I would say, Marty, listen, we get it. You're good. Don't worry about it. Like, we got you. Like, just slow down. I'm not kidding either. I brought it up last night because I would just call up the AHL team and I'd be like, all right, listen, this is pissing me off now. I'd say, I want to get a look at these guys now. Like, I just sort of like shake it up. But whatever, it is what it is. I don't know. You know what I mean? If they don't care about the top pick, if they think whatever, they like the top three guys or whatever, and there's no guarantee they even get the top pick. But what about this game against the Sabres here? And it's a pick 'em only.
I think the Montreal Canadiens win it, but I can't go against just riding the overs here. I mean, Buffalo has been allowing goals. They've been very weak defensively. And they've proven they can score against the Montreal Canadiens. Montreal, albeit they've played well recently, I mean, getting three straight wins, they've still kind of, when I look at them, they're giving up pucks. And the funny thing about the new system that Martin St. Louis is kind of putting towards the team is that I want you to play more loose. I want you to be yourself. And that sounds so cliche, but really the one thing about Dominic Ducharme that was really apparent was that he had his systems. And it was kind of, you have to be here, you have to be there, and it just wasn't working for some of the younger kids, especially.
Yeah, let's not forget that you loved his system last year, and after Julia and stuff, like, you see now, the Canadians are insane, bro. They've had three coaches in the last year, bro. Like,
well, and Gabe, let's not forget this either. They didn't hire an English-speaking guy, did they?
Yeah, and no, but that's okay. But the thing is, You notice, though, the Canadian players always get their way, right? We don't like the coach, and then they get a new coach. We don't like the coach. You know what I mean? They get a new coach. We don't like the coach. It's like, hey, Gallagher and you other guys, eventually look in the damn mirror. I'm sick and tired of hearing about how you don't like the coach all the time. But, something you just said, and I do agree, look at Cole Caulfield right now, more comfortable. Martin St. Louis was a free-flowing guy, undersized guy that had to play his game. Kind of back to our conversation. Not just a system player. You know what I'm saying? He understands the system, but St. Louis was a smaller guy that, like, did his thing. And let's say, just trust me and believe in me, and I'll produce for you type of thing. And he did, so I think that is good. I want to see more creativity from the players. So I think that's a good hire with St. Louis there.
Having said that, though, I just want to say this real quick, because I think that you can install new mindsets and you can kind of have that new voice in the room, but I really think that takes a lot longer than people think. Sometimes it's just the fact that it's a new voice in the room. Look what happened with the Canucks. Bruce Boudreaux takes over. How many wins did they get in a row? How many wins did they have before they even had a practice? Do you think Bruce Boudreaux gave some magical speech before a game that taught all these guys how to play hockey again? No, it was a new voice in the room, a wake-up call, a reality check. That's what happens sometimes when a coach gets canned.
Or they just hated Travis Green that much, yeah.
Of course. But you get my drift. Like, it's not just like it's on the players as well, just like you were just saying. And they kind of wake up a little bit afterwards. But I like the Canadians, but I'm more comfortable with the over. I think Buffalo will still get theirs. Let's not forget how, you know, there's still a lot of defensive issues right now with the Canadians and taking a lot of bad penalties. And Montembeau, hats off to him. Great performance against the Leafs. I don't know if he can do it again. But yeah, I think the over's a good play in that one, Gabe.
Colorado Avalanche. I don't know how the hell your boy Nate MacKinnon got away with slashing the referee. It's a pile of crap. Oh, and the NHL says, oh, well, no, there was an attention. He was trying to slash the other player. No, he wasn't. He saw exactly what he was doing. And you can't tell me there's no way in hell that if that was Evander Kane, that it'd be the same situation, same response. Or if that was Brad Marchand that did that. People would be flipping out. He'd get suspended. Everyone would be snapping. Oh, you hit a referee. Like, it's amazing. Not to mention MacKinnon got away with a cheap shot in Vegas last week when he shouldered that guy in the head when he wasn't looking. MacKinnon,
Brad Marchand, Gabe, he's suspended for like 82 games.
Well, what do you think of it? Like, do you honestly believe that he didn't know he was hitting a referee? He damn well knew he was hitting a referee.
Oh, for sure. I'm not going to defend him. I'm not going to hold it against him for his whole career, but I'm not going to defend him. That's for sure. He should be suspended.
Trying
to get the ref's attention for something. He definitely, I don't know if it was the face-off was like, he didn't thought it was a
he thought he got off. Interfered with. He thought, he didn't like the puck drop. You could say he was bitching at first. He was sort of talking to the ref, and the ref sort of just dropped the puck. And then he did get interfered with. Buddy on the Bruins just sort of, like, shoved him out of the way. And then MacKinnon, like, looked right away to the referee and started complaining. Right? Yeah, and what exactly. He knew exactly. Buddy on the Bruins, they said, and you see the replay, the NHL says, oh, he meant to hit the guy in the Bruins. The guy on the Bruins, MacKinnon, was gone, bro. You know what I mean? No, you can see clearly MacKinnon was like, hey, to the ref. Like, he's like, hey, jackass. And then he whacked him across the knee with his stick.
Yeah.
Except the referee has shin pads on and didn't even feel it, didn't notice it.
If anybody, look, if I like MacKinnon, but if anybody says that, they're blind as a bat and they're blinded by their fans.
Well, evidently the NHL is blind as a bat because they didn't suspend him.
Well, it's to your point, Gabe. He's a superstar in the league. You know what I mean? And it's sad that that's the way it is, you know? Or
pile of crap.
If it was somebody like Marshy that actually has a past, then, you know, like, I'm not even joking when I say that. If that was Marchand that did that, he's getting like half a season. And that's like...
Oh, yeah, they would flip if he touched a referee. If he looked at a referee, they would flip. Or if it was Subban, or if it was anyone on the sort of their hit list, the media or the league. So, anyways, Colorado, I don't really fully buy into Colorado. They don't seem to win big games ever, but they're playing the Red Wings here. They're nearly 3-1 favorites. Minus 115 on the puck line at minus 1.5. The total is 6 here. What do you think about the Avs and the Wings?
You know, well, obviously it's kind of a bottom feeder rebuilding team versus Colorado, you know, cup contending team. But we have to remember Colorado's off that loss against Boston on Monday. It was an afternoon game at TD Garden. They lost that one 5-1. It was one of the worst performances I've seen from the Avalanche, Gabe, all season long. They looked frustrated in the third period. They looked like a whole new team out there. And so, if you're coming into this match against Detroit, some might call it a quote-for-quote letdown spot, and I hate when that gets used, but you're going to see that now when some games mean less than others. So I do think Colorado gets up for this one. I think their team total would be the best way to go for this one, or even perhaps a first-period puck line, which is something I've kind of added to my arsenal a lot more lately, Gabe, because you get some good plus money on those. And in situations like this, off a 5-1 loss, which is very uncharacteristic, playing a team like Detroit, you know, first period puck line, get a nice plus price there for them to win the first period.
We've got a good game tomorrow with the Edmonton Oilers and the Tampa Bay Lightning playing. Oilers are 5-1 in their last six hockey games, getting a $1.85 here at Tampa. I got to tell you, Edmonton plus a puck and a half is definitely something that intrigues me right now. I think they can play with these guys. The Oilers are playing good hockey right now. We should note, though, historically, and this is something that I don't mind, though, because Connor McDavid and Draisaitl and company, they'll know this as well. They haven't beaten them, bro, since 2018. All right? They don't play all that often. You know what I mean? So, but nevertheless, the last four times they play, Tampa beating them every time. That's the type of thing, if you're on Edmonton, you're aware of that. You know what I mean? You're like, yeah, we've never beaten Stamkos. We've never beaten these guys. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you'll know this going in, and they'll be up for this. I think they can play with them. I think they can play with them. I took Nashville tonight. I wasn't scared of Florida. I think Edmonton can play again, especially on a puck and a half here. I'm not even opposed to being ballsy and taking the plus 185, but I will take the plus 1.5 with the oil, even though I think their fans are annoying. Who do you like?
I'll be right there with you, Gabe. Let's do it. Split it up, maybe. We'll do half bet money line, half bet plus 1.5. Gabe, Tampa Bay hasn't played a game since the last time I was on your show. So that's a long time. We talked about kind of layoffs versus back-to-backs. I don't like backing team. I know it's Tampa Bay, a team full of skill, great goaltender, great coach. But one more factor I take into account, which has been kind of working for me lately, I've been tracking quite a bit. Teams of the caliber like Tampa Bay, when they play bottom feeders and then they have a big game coming up, I know, obviously, like I said, they haven't played that long. But the last two games Tampa played were against the Arizona Coyotes and the New Jersey Devils. And now you have an Edmonton team that played five games in 7 days. They got their butts kicked 7-3 against the Minnesota Wild. They're going to be up for this game. They're going to be ready. And like I said, it's been 1 week since Tampa Bay has played a game. Give me the plus 185 here. Give
I like
me the
it.
Oilers.
All right, I show a little sack here. I like it, McKinnis. I'm more of a wuss than you. I'm going to go with the puck line. But maybe I'll sprinkle on the 85. But I think it'll be a close game. All right.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Winnipeg and Dallas. Man, I'd have a better chance of marrying Jennifer Love Hewitt than picking a winner in this game. I don't like Winnipeg games. I'm never right with Winnipeg games. Side total, anything. And Dallas caused me problems as well. We'll hit this game on the other side. We'll also get to the Los Angeles Kings and the Coyotes. Are they playing in that basement rink yet? That homemade rink? Was that next year? What a joke. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Why don't they just move the Coyotes? Like, seriously. It's a good question. Gary Bettman's the answer. If Arizona is like, listen, Gary's done a lot of good things. A lot of his expansion things have worked. The Vegas thing is a big hit. They're going to make money in Seattle and stuff. But I don't know why he's got a disdain for Quebec. I don't know why the Quebec thing just doesn't work out. And he's insistent on this Arizona thing, and it really hasn't worked. Like, McKinnis, it doesn't work. Like, how many arenas and cities and towns in Arizona? Like, they're getting kicked out of, like, towns now. Like, they don't even pay their rent on time. And now they're being moved into a college. They're playing with Arizona State. Yeah. Really? You have to tell the players, hey, stay away from the college girls, huh? Number one. You guys can end up on TMZ. Like, don't, like, you know, don't do anything. Like, stay away. But it's just, it's ridiculous. Like, they're playing in, like, a little barn. Like, 4,500 people. It'd be fun for the fans that are there. Then watch, they won't even sell out that stadium. They're not even going to sell out that arena.
I know, somebody tweeted at me and said it's going to be the most expensive ticket in the league. And I was like, are you serious? Like, it's probably still not going to sell out.
Most expensive ticket in the league? Yeah, I'd like to be your buddy's bookie, whoever's told you that. Dude, look at how much you think it costs to get in. Well, it won't be like, oh, supply and demand. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what I mean.
Like,
it was some guy on Twitter, and I was like, are you joking me, dude? Like, it's not how it works. It's the Coyotes.
No, exactly. You get in for $60 or something. Like, it'll, instead of 18, it will be a little bit more. Right? But like, well, I'm being serious. Like, how much do you think a Coyote game goes for? I'm going to look it up right now. Give us some more picks here. So Winnipeg and Dallas, LA and Arizona. Break it down. I'm going to look up the ticket price right now of a Coyotes game.
So yeah, on the hockey show I do every day, we have got the buy and sell segment we're doing now once a week. And it's funny, these last two games here, guys, are involving my buy and my sell team. So we're going to sell.
Got to be fast.
Jets. I'm going to put the Dallas Stars into a parlay with the Kings. Put those two teams together, get a good plus price there. Give me the Stars and the Kings.
All right, thank you very much, McInnes. Yeah, tickets, Vegas, Golden Knights at Coyotes. Next game, $24. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.